spin in.
Log Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Charles Bronson. The 2004 hurricanes that devastated our state left a trail of broken and uprooted trees. When dead limbs, brush, and treetops dry, they become fuel for wildfires that can threaten our homes and forests. If you live near a forest or wildland area, there are simple things you can do to protect your home from wildfire. Create a clean and green landscape around your home. Collect debris for curbside pickup if it's available. Remove leaves and storm debris from roofs and gutters. Don't create a fire hazard by piling dead limbs and other debris on a nearby vacant lot or woodland. And most importantly, before burning yard trash, check with the local office of the Division of Forestry so you know how to burn safely and legally. Help prevent wildfires. For information, visit the FireWise Communities website at www.firewise.org or contact the local office of the Florida Division of Forestry.
Did you know that the Broward Metropolitan Planning Organization is responsible for transportation planning in Broward County? You can be involved in this process. To find out more, visit our website at www.broward.org/MPO or call 954-357-6608. The Broward County MPO, providing transportation solutions for the 21st century.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Health Magazine radio show, brought to you by Holistic Health Magazine, a monthly periodical distributed locally and nationally to over 350,000 readers, listeners, and online visitors. The print magazine has more than 1,000 outlets in Florida, like vitamin shops, gymnasiums, yoga centers, salons, wellness centers, doctor's offices, hospitals, and major bookstores, including online affiliations with MSNShopping.com and Magazines.com. Be sure to tune in for the weekend edition of the show, Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. and Sundays from 9 to 11 p.m. And the program is also featured on BlogTalkRadio.com, Facebook, and Twitter. Now, with today's show, here's your host, John Hollis.
All right, welcome to today's show. It's the Holistic Health Magazine radio show, and we are, of course, live from WNN 1470 AM, and we are, of course, streaming live on Blog Talk Radio. We're also streaming live on HolisticHealthMagazine.com. I want to welcome everybody to the show today. We have, a great person coming up that's going to be hosting the majority of the show today, and Robin Weinstein, and she's going to be talking about vegetarian and vegan issues, and she'll be here with us in about 10 minutes, and she'll be live and discussing with a guest vegan and vegetarian issues. And what I'm here to be able to talk about is some things that are going on, of course, with events and things of that nature, and what I'm going to do is go over some of the local events that are happening that are important for people to know about. The one that everybody's on fire about right now is Rally for Recovery. Rally for Recovery is going to be held September the 12th, 2009, and that is, of course, in downtown Miami at Bicentennial Park. And what we're going to be doing is having a walk. It's a one-mile walk. We're also, after the walk, going to have a festival. It's going to be an all-day festival at Bicentennial Park, and it's going to have food and guest speakers, recovery exhibits, special guests, and surprises. We're having a concert that day, too. Eric Burden and the Animals are rolling in the town, and they're going to be hanging out and doing all of their old favorites, and also Richie Supa from Aerosmith, and he's going to be talking to us and singing to us in the rooms a new song of his and some of the old Aerosmith songs that they had put together over the years. So we're looking forward to that, of course, and we also want to make the announcement now that Holistic Health Magazine radio show and WNN 1470 AM. We'll be at the event, and we will be, of course, broadcasting live from the event. And after lots of work on it yesterday, we finally got it all pinned down, and it is going to happen, and we will be at the event, and we're looking forward to it. And if you could, you can go to rallyforrecovery.com. And understand, if you are somebody in recovery, or you're somebody that knows somebody that needs to be in recovery, or you're somebody that might have an issue, you know, you can go to Rally for Recovery and you can check out what, 10 to 15,000 recovering people that are healthy and productive members of society that at one time were not are today. So you can actually see that we are not a glum lot and, you know, we have fun without a substance. And the other thing is that if you are a person in recovery or you're a treatment center that happens to be listening, what you can do is actually come down and you can hang out and you can show new people that this is a great way to have fun socially without using. It's a great way for you to be involved and to understand that, you know, something, we can hang out and we can have fun and we don't have to use. Most importantly, there is a donation of $9, and I need to tell you that this donation, $9 per person, is nothing considering we're doing a walk, we're doing the all-day festival, and then the concert, and that is covering all of that. And the bottom line is that, you know, for $9, I used to, you know, spend $9.03 when I was out there using, and this is for a good cause, and we get to all hang out together. So if you can, you know, register today, pre-register at rallyforrecovery.com. You can go there and you can click on and you can pay and you can pre-register and do your thing. And we're looking forward to, of course, meeting you all there, and we'll look forward to having some fun. The 12-Step Music Fest is taking place. It's the second annual 12-Step Music Fest, November 5th through the 8th, 2009. And it's taking place down in Sugarloaf Key. And we want everybody to be aware of that. You can go to 12stepmusicfest.com and check that out. And, of course, that's, from what I understand, it's going to be a really, really good weekend because, you know, it's like an old 60s hippie party, and we're all sober now, so that's a good thing. And we're looking forward to being down there also. And on the other side of life, we would like you to go to holistichealthmagazine.com. Check out the events there, and you can actually log on and hang out and listen to the shows, and you can listen to past shows, and you can listen to Ask Patrick and Ask Christy. We are on the air 7 days a week now, 9 shows a week. That's 9 one-hour shows a week. So we look forward to, of course, having you come to our live shows here on WNN 1470 AM if you're listening by radio. If you're listening by internet, or you're listening by Blog Talk Radio, and of course HolisticHealthMagazine.com, and we do welcome you to the shows that way. There is past archive shows you can listen to. We also want to take this time to thank our sponsors. You know, we have a vision here, and we carry that message, and we try to have people on of substance and people that can carry a message of spirituality and alternative approaches, and of course, addiction issues, and we do that, and we do that with the help of sponsors. And our new sponsor is G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program out of North Miami Beach, Florida, and we want to thank John Giordano and Jerry Goldfarb for their support for us and to carry this message today. This is a day that's, of course, sponsored by G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program, and you can find them by going to drugrehabcenter.com. They are truly a holistic drug rehab, and you should check it out. It's holisticdrugrehab.com. Check them out on the website, give them a call. And listen, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, Robin's going to be with us, and we're going to have some fun talking about vegetarian and vegan. We'll be back right after this message.
Thank you. When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all-natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. NovoLife MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. NovoLife MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, NovoLife MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply, or go online to www.novolife.net and you can order there. You will change your life. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746. Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Sample and Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine Show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
Good afternoon. I'm your host. We're talking vegan and vegetarian nutrition. I'm Robin Lynn Weinstein, and I'm here with my very good friend, Marcella Benton. She teaches live food nutrition in Miami Beach, Florida, and she travels throughout the world to bring this message of peace and love and vegetables, which is her website. And she is here with me today to talk about what she does. We're going to try to explain a little bit about this transition into a vegetarian and vegan diet from a meat-based, dairy-based diet in terms of really what to look out for, what to notice, what you're doing with your life in terms of what's good for you and what feels right. So she studied at the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center in Patagonia, Arizona, with Dr. Gabriel Cousins, who's a highly acclaimed author. He's a rabbi. He teaches about shamanism, the Kabbalah, and he is a beautiful person. I had the pleasure of meeting him this past weekend with Marcella. And so, Marcella, why don't you just tell us a little bit about what you do in the kitchen and how it can really transform someone's life by switching from a meat-based diet to this vegetarian, vegan lifestyle?
Well, what I do in the kitchen is I teach you how easy it is really to eat healthful, delicious, practical, and easy. Most of the people think about, oh, I'm going to eat a healthful diet. This is, I don't know about that. It's bland. It doesn't have much taste, too many vegetables. Well, I show you in the kitchen how delicious and how beautiful and how much fun and how easy and fast it is. You cut all the cooking time, and after you're done with your meal, you don't want to go to sleep. You want to go play. You want to go work. You want to go out. You have so much energy and so much love from the food you have eaten that it is truly the funnest thing to learn and to change in your life.
What first got you into this lifestyle of eating healthy and going into veganism and obviously raw food, because we're talking a little bit about live food nutrition, which is food in its raw, natural, whole state. So really, what brought you there?
Well, I could say when I was 15 years old, and before that, I knew that something was wrong. I grew up in Argentina, that is a meat-eating country, and I grew, you know, having meat and dairy, and that was, you know, that was basically what we ate there, you know, a coffee in the morning with milk and, you know, the meat and the chicken and the eggs and the dairy, that was the diet. And I was a very moody child. And about 15, I realized that something was very, very wrong, and somehow a friend of mine brought me to the realization to look at the animals that I was eating as dead beings. As soon as I realized that I was eating something dead and a bean, I said, no, I can't do this anymore. And that was the day that I stopped eating all chicken, fish, and meat. I didn't stop eating eggs, neither honey, neither dairy, because I didn't know any better. But I knew that day that this was my path, and it just felt completely right. And completely, a few months after, things started shifting, and I started noticing that I was, you know, feeling better. I was not hating my parents anymore. I grew up almost hating them. I don't know why, because they were amazing, but it was almost, oh, I can't stand you, Mom, and I can't stand you, Dad. And
like an aggressive
very
quality.
Yeah, and I had no idea why, because they were really, really, they were really good parents, excellent parents, but there was something in me that said, I just can't stand you. And slowly, but surely, that feeling changed of more understanding. I had no idea it was because of the diet. I just figured I was just growing up. About 24, when I came to live to this country, I came to live to this country when I was 18, and I really had no idea about a healthful diet. I had no idea about the addiction towards meat and towards grains and the opioids and the neurotransmitters in your brain. I truly had no idea. I got married. I had my first child at 24. I ended up weighing 258 pounds. I called my mom and I said, Ma, I don't know what's wrong with me. I just can't stop eating. It's like I'm never full. I'm never full. I feel like I'm never going to be full. I feel like there is something really wrong with my brain. There is something. And then I stopped thinking and I said, you know, something else. It just can't be. You know, I've been working since I'm 16 years old. I've been a pioneer in everything I have done in my life. Very strong, driven personality. And I said, what is this? A plate of food in front of me has a hold over my whole life. So then I started researching, and I went towards veganism. When I went towards veganism, I found different books, Bernard Jensen's book, Breaking the Food Seduction, and some other books, many wonderful books that they took me through my journey. And I've learned all about addictions. Because I figure addiction is only about drugs and alcohol and cigarettes, you know, what they teach you out there, you know, cigarettes kill, alcohol too, and drugs too. But nobody ever taught me that food can get a hold of your brain. And if you are born with a predisposition to addiction, meaning having less receptors for neurotransmitters in your brain, you're going to automatically gravitate towards being addicted towards something. And so slowly I started untangling that mess. until finally from one book to another. I can say I look under every rock. I studied every teacher out there, and I met most of them too, until finally I found my a teacher that completely resonated with what I felt a holistic nutrition and way of living was, which this is Gabriel Cassins, which is my spiritual teacher and my nutritional teacher also. And then I found that it's not only about food. It's about spirit. It's about life. It's about from the moment that you wake up, okay, and you're not killing an animal, and you are working towards Mother Earth, you're working towards having a healthy Mother Earth, outside and inside.
What, the environment. Taking care of our planet.
And everything. You're living a multidimensional life with every action you're taking, okay? And this gives you this. You're now into a completely different stream of living. You're not anymore in the culture of death stream. You're in the culture of life stream, okay, that every action that you take, it's meaningful.
And you mentioned that there's a lot of addictive qualities that come from our own internal mechanism, our brain, and they can be triggered. Is that right, with certain foods? Are there certain foods in particular that trigger this chemical reaction?
Definitely. There is many MSG. You can get a whole lot of reactions in your body. And like as you crave a cigarette and as you crave a drug or alcohol, you will be craving these foods. Anything that makes you a huge craving, it's creating a drug effect in your body. Okay, you should be able to eat something and be satisfied and move on. Okay, you should be able to go through life like that. You should be able to do any action that you do. You should be able to do it, finish it, be happy, and move on.
It's almost a form of attachment that we place.
Well, yes, it is attached because you're addictive. So how can you not be attached? You're completely addictive, and your brain is lying to you that you need it, and you really don't need it because you do have a chemical reaction going on there. And with food, it's so subtle because nobody tells you that food is a subtle drug. And nobody tells you that meat has over 15 opioids. Nobody tells you that grain, too. And nobody tells you that there is many things and how they grow it and environmentally also.
What are opioids? How can we explain that to people?
Well, the easiest way to explain it is a lot of people know the drug opium. Okay? So there you go. Opiums has compounds that are called opioids, okay? And this is how it acts in your brain.
And they're naturally stimulated with the food.
That's right. Naturally stimulated. So let's go back to the kitchen and naturally stimulate the things that are not going to make us addicted.
Right.
The things that are going to make us they're going to help us go through the bump of addiction.
Right, and with live foods, with when you eat a raw vegan diet or vegetarian diet or any diet that you're not killing the nutrients, it actually makes you feel a lot lighter, so that way your internal mechanism actually starts to shift and change, and you see things differently and you feel differently, and you don't want to go back to that you know, aggressive diet of, you know, the meat and the, you know,
the
dairy.
And let's talk about the additives. And let's talk about the corn syrup and the sugar. And we'll be talking about that. And that is important to know, that all of these makes you more addictive.
The processing parts of the food. So basically what Marcella does is she brings you to the kitchen and she shows you how to create this meal from a whole perspective, buying foods that come directly from the earth and, you know, using seeds, making seed spreads and butters and pâtés and dressings, using fresh fruit picked, you know, you know, that day or that week from a tree that you are aware where it came from. You know, it's like, especially being in Florida, there's, you know, there's so much of, you know, nature that we can take advantage of, and a lot of people don't. They go and they buy these prepared meals or packaged foods.
Yes, with a lot of sadness and knowing that also when you're cooking food, you're cooking 50% of the proteins out, 70% of the vitamins and minerals, and 90-something percent of the enzymes or the phytonutrients. So then you're eating a food that is completely depleted, and you're never going to be full. You're never going to be full that way because there is not enough nutrients. Your body is not reading that you have received the nourishment that you need. So when you're eating superfoods, when you're eating fruits and vegetables, nutrition dense.
Greens, a lot of greens.
Greens and, you know, and nuts and seeds and organic. We're talking about organic food. We're talking about food that it has not been altered or processed or packaged or, you know, tempered with. So.
And I know Dr. Cousins mentions a lot about the specific temperatures. Sometimes if you, like even like boiling water, if you boil water for like 30 minutes over a certain degree, it actually takes away the...
Yeah, it acidifies the water. Also, there is other studies now also that some nuts and some seeds and different things can take a bit higher than 110 degrees. So that's good to know. You can have a warm soup in the winter. You can. You definitely can. Your nut milk and some of the wonderful raw recipes, you can warm them up and eat them warm. And you haven't killed all of the enzymes, and you haven't killed the proteins, and you haven't erased all of the minerals that your body needs. You know, minerals are very important for health.
And I know a lot of people might be kind of thinking, oh, my God, how can I switch to a raw diet? I've been eating cooked foods. You know, we're supposed to be eating cooked foods, and I think for a lot of people, they think that it's almost insane that, you know, that you eat, you know, 80%, 90%, 95%, 100% raw. How can we explain not only, I mean, not is this really based on theory, but it's based on factual evidence and overall people, you know, who have actually been on this diet, been on this lifestyle, how can we...
Years. Yes, well... The most important thing is to know that each person is different, okay? Individualizing your diet is a very, very, very important thing. Some people, with a little bit of protein, they feel the best. And some people, they need more protein. So you have to see, you have to start tuning in to your body, and when you eat a nut pate or a nut, see how you feel. If it made you sleepy, that's not for you. From meal to meal, you should have the consciousness that you should ride from meal to meal not very hungry. Just there. If you have gut palpitations before the meal and you're extremely hungry and you're going to the refrigerator and you're going to grab whatever there is, that means that your blood sugar just dropped and you haven't arrived like you're supposed to arrive to that meal. So whatever you ate before that meal, it didn't work out. So you got to change something there. You want to keep your glycemic index steady. By keeping your glycemic index steady, you won't be hungry. You will arrive from meal to meal consciously, and you will be able to make conscious decisions of what am I going to eat next. Add a lot of sea vegetables to your diet. Sea vegetables are a blessing from the sea. They make you younger. They mineralize you. They work you in many ways, and they fill you up tremendously. Chia seeds are wonderful. If you're a person who's very, very, very hungry and you need to have that oatmeal in the morning, make an oatmeal with chia seeds. Just mix it with water, put some dry fruits, nuts, and seeds on top of there. Just turn it, let it become thick because the chia seeds absorb the water in about 2-3 minutes, and you'll have like a thick, thick porridge. Put a little bit of agave, which is you can find it in the natural supermarket. And if you have a problem with diabetes, you might want to use stevia or you might want to use xylitol to sweeten. your porridge, your chia porridge, and you're going to have a wonderful meal. And enjoy that porridge, breathe in deeply, and take on your water, and I bet you you won't be hungry for about 6 hours, maybe more, because these keep expanding in your stomach. So this is a great, great, great thing to take, chia seeds.
Thank you, Marcella. We're going to take a really quick break, and when we get back, we're going to talk more about superfoods and diabetes, how to prevent diabetes with superfoods. We'll be right back. Thank you.
With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. NovoLife MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. NovoLife MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, NovoLife MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply, or go online to www.novolife.net and you can order there. You will change your life. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
Delray Recovery Center specializes in high-quality, intensive, outpatient alcohol and drug treatment at affordable prices to those who can't afford to miss work or school, but recognize the need for a substance abuse counseling. The program is individualized on an outpatient basis, specializing in relapse prevention, family issues, holistic therapy, 12-step workshops, as well as life skills, codependency, mediation, yoga, and acupuncture. Take the first step in changing your life and call the Delray Recovery Center today. Call toll-free 866-830-3211. That's 866-830-3211. Located at 701 Southeast 6th Avenue, Suite 201 in downtown Delray Beach. Call 866-830-3211 or go online to DelrayRecoveryCenter.com. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine show. Email your questions and comments to info@HolisticHealthMagazine.com. That's info@HolisticHealthMagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
Hello, I'm Robin Lynn Weinstein, and we are back talking vegan and vegetarian health with Marcella Benson. And Marcella was talking to us about her her actual own experience of this transition from a meat-based diet in Argentina, where she grew up, to a more holistic, health-based diet in terms of natural food, healthy food, veganism, and eventually into live food, which is raw food. And I want to go back to where we were before, where you left us off with the with this, you know, newborn child. You're sitting there. You spoke to your mother, and you asked her. You reached out for help, and you really wanted to break this this addiction that you knew was there, but no one really spoke about and verbalized to you, but you knew that this, that there was this addiction with food. And obviously there are, you know, the majority of the population is, you know, is affected by this, but we just really don't take that initiative or the awareness to pinpoint it and say, yes, this is what it is. This is why I keep opening the fridge or buying that carton of ice cream or, you know, going to the, you know, to the drive-up window late at night. It's just like, that is why. So really, what happened to you during that point?
Well, one of the important things that happened to me in my life, that my father was a diabetic. And he passed away about 15 years ago. And basically, I grew up with a diabetic father who suffered throughout all his life and with obesity, diabetes, heart problems, leg ulcers, you know, loss of vision, up and down moods, an incredible man who was very, very sick through all of his life and all of my life. And that was one of the drives. Thanks to his suffering, I was able to see that I didn't want to bring that suffering to my son's life. I didn't want to bring that suffering to my own life. But really, the love of my child and the love of the love that I had for my mother also, who always supported me, who always sent me to every place to learn, to every spa, to every doctor, every dietitian, you know, with different diets here and there. So I've learned all the diets in the dictionary. I think I've tried them all. The cabbage diet, the diet in a tray, the diet this, I tried them all. And none of them actually worked. None of them worked. It didn't work spiritually. It didn't work physically. It didn't work with the addiction aspect of it. None of them worked. And so finally, after I had my child, I said, I got to do something. And I started reading. I said, okay, I'm just going to go to the natural supermarket, and I'm going to buy every book on the shelf, and I'm going to read them all until I get my answer. And I kept trying. Veganism was the more that rang a bell for me. So then about 26, 27, something like that, I turned on to veganism big time. I said, okay, let's drop the milk, let's drop the eggs, let's drop the cheese, which that's a hard one to do.
Everyone loves
cheese. Because it's just so addictive. Cheese is 10 times the concentration of a glass of milk.
Mm.
Okay, so you can imagine how concentrated that is and how fast it goes to your brain and how fast the addiction is. So once I dropped that, I already felt much better. I didn't have that, okay, I gotta eat, I gotta open up the refrigerator now. Something happened. I wasn't able to reach exactly everything that I wanted, because I still, you know, when I was eating rice, I felt like I needed more rice. When I ate bread, I felt like I needed more bread. Okay, so then I went to whole grains. So then I went to whole rice, brown rice, and wild rice, and quinoa, and meat, it cooked, of course, no, vegan. And I realized that still, each time I would grab a plate of this and that and the other, this will trigger more cravings to eat more. You know, it will sedate.
Like a domino effect.
Yeah, and it will sedate me in a way.
Sedate you, yeah.
Yeah, sedate that mind of saying no more.
Yeah.
It will sedate that part. It will make me fall asleep.
Yeah.
And I will eat three plates, and when I'm done, I'm like about to explode. Then I will realize, oh, I did it again.
Right.
So then I learn. I learn more about that, and this how everything developed from trial and error, because there was nobody around me. My mother didn't know about diet. She was skinny all her life. So she thought that there were skinny people and fat people, and that was all there was to it. And she loved my father, and he was big, a big man, and she loved that about him. And so for my mother, there was not, she had no idea.
So what did you learn with your own experience with food? In terms of diabetes and how to prevent it and kind of reverse the effects?
Yeah. Diabetes is at the Tree of Life. If you go treeoflife.org, you can check out the diabetes program, which I have shadow Gabriel, and with a lot of happiness, brings tears to my eyes. I see people get cured from diabetes type 2 in about 21 days, less than 21 days. You can read the book, There is a Cure for Diabetes, and yeah, there is a cure for diabetes. You know, a pound of meat is equal to a pound of sugar. You're going to eat meat, and very probably you're going to keep on putting more insulin in and keep putting more insulin in. And you're going to eat dairy, yeah, and you might get, you know, you might get your pancreas scarred up and you might get diabetes. And it all depends on your genetic constitutions and which are your downfalls. Some people are more, they have a predisposition for drug addiction. Some people have a predisposition for diabetes. Some people have a predisposition for depression. Some people have a predisposition for cancer. And whatever you're predisposed to, that's the way you will be getting sick. And but if we have the right diet that express our genetic material to the maximum, to the best expression, you know, it doesn't mean that you might never get sick. You might. You might. There is stress, there is spiritual, there is path. You might. But if in the way of everything you're having so much fun and you know you're doing the right thing, and you feel it within, and you feel it when you wake up, and you feel it when you eat it, you feel the light in your food that you're eating.
And you mentioned before about the way that certain foods can actually be for our own bodies, and some foods don't match with other people's bodies, and individualizing the diet.
Yes.
So obviously there's no, you know, one step or one big kind of protocol for everyone to just follow and say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. So obviously, you know, it is about individualizing
yes.
your own diet. But how, I guess, what are some of the protocols that Gabriel uses for the diabetes? What are some of the steps that we can help people kind of start to take?
Well, one of the main thing is getting off all animal products and fruits. This is one of the main things. If you don't want to become a diabetic, so you are prone to diabetes, a vegan diet will be the best fit for you. Already in the China study book, Dr. Campbell shows all the study about diabetes, and the countries that have most diabetes are the ones that consume the most milk, like Denmark, Finland, and I don't remember the other country. And they're the highest on diabetes and bone breakage and et cetera, osteoporosis and et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, becoming a vegan diet, it's a great way to start your path to radiant health. And then you want to add more spirit to it. You're going to add more herbs. You want to evolve. You're going to evolve with the herbs. There is many things. And balancing. It's not only about foods, you know.
Exercise, fresh air.
Definitely. Exercise, fresh air. Yeah, and loving everybody. I mean, loving and looking at hardships as lessons. Okay, I'm not just here talking the wee happy life. I mean, I've been through a lot of hardship. Okay, people often look at me, oh, it's pretty, sexy, this, that. I said, listen, I had my share of hardship and a rough one and a stern one. But how are you going to look at it? Are you going to look at it that you had bad luck? Or are you going to look at it, hey, I really need to learn something about this, and turning things around. And I thank my father's diabetes and his hardship and my obesity and my hardships, all of them, because they bring me to who I am today.
And just to let you know, Marcella is very beautiful. She's very much not obese at the moment, and she most definitely will never get there again, fortunately, because of the path that she's chosen to walk on. And thanks to Gabriel, it's he is a medical doctor as well, above, you know, all his other work that he does at the center in Arizona. But yeah, a lot of people, you know, they say to me when they see what I eat, you know, how can you just eat that? Does that satisfy you? I couldn't do that, and it satisfies me so much to the point that I'm so nourished and I'm so excited to be eating this food that's so fresh that it makes me feel so much better, not only physically, but on that mental and emotional level, where just the whole aspect of it, knowing that, you know, I'm digesting these great, you know, these great foods and the nutrients, and I think it's hard for people to kind of see that in themselves, because a lot of men that I know who are, you know, into weightlifting or sports or, you know, just act very active, you know, they think that they need meat. So what do we say to them in terms of, you know, how to kind of, in a way, challenge their way of thinking? Because I know Gabriel, you know, I'm sure people come to him with that.
Definitely, definitely. Well, one of the things that he says, and we'll quote him, he said when he was younger, 20-something, he was in the whole football, Hall of Fame football. I'm not very versed
the
about football.
The football Hall of Fame, right.
Yes. And he used to do, I don't know, 70
right.
push-ups. And now at 60, now he's 66 or 65, something like that. But at 60, he happened to do 600 push-ups and a whole completely live food diet. So, and most of the people who experience that, they will tell you, you get stronger, you get more flexible, you get further, you get more oxygen in your body, you get more light, because ultimately what we are as are energy, are light beings, okay? So if you eat something that has no light, how can you have the energy for the expenditure?
The I mean, because okay. The sun is obviously energy that brings us life. So
yeah, but
when you look at food that doesn't contain any of that,
that's right,
light, then
you won't have the energy for the expenditure ultimately, because what you have to light up is the energy aspect of it, not only the physical aspect of it. Okay, if you have a wonderful physique and you eat everything that is dead, because there are many people there that have beautiful physiques and they're full of muscles and, you know, they're picture perfect and everything they eat is dead, okay? These will most probably not last long because they don't have the fuel, energetic fuel, that it takes to keep that up mentally, physically, and spiritually.
Over time, it'll almost diminish and kind of reverse effects.
That's right. And if you really want to get the best out of life, make sure the energy behind the physical part is addressed. And this is the way of life foods, of addressing the energetic part of everything you eat, everything you do, everything you say. Also, what you say has a lot to do with the energetic aspect of your being.
And I want to mention more about superfoods that heal. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the amazing foods that Marcella can recommend to us in a moment. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. NovoLife MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. NovoLife MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, NovoLife MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply, or go online to www.novolife.net and you can order there. You will change your life. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746. Make structured water in your own home with the Vitalizer Plus. Experience the benefits of true hydration, more energy, softer skin, enhanced mental clarity, and reduction of many of your symptoms. Revitalize your body with the Vitalizer Plus. Order now, and you'll receive three great bonuses, plus save over $100. Get a free mineral cube and two free books. Call toll-free, 800-800-1927. That's 800-800-1927. This limited-time offer won't last. The Vitalizer Plus is a quantum leap for health and rejuvenation. Order now, 800-800-1927. That's 800-800-1927. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
Welcome back. I'm Robin, and I'm here with Marcella Benson. And we are actually going to take a call from Donald. Donald, hello.
Yes. Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you? What's your question today?
I'm doing well. Great show, by the way.
Thank you.
Quick question. I'm trying to get off of meat, and I want to make sure that I'm eating a complete protein. I know that beans and rice are a complete protein. I know peanut butter and jelly sandwich would be considered a complete protein. But what other choices do I have other than those two items?
Yes. Hi, Donald. This is Marcella now.
Hi.
Yes, you have many choices, spirulina being one of them, high in protein. Also chlorella. You may want to add sea vegetables to your diet. Also, you can add maca. Maca, it's a root from Peru also that is high in protein, and it's high also, and it's a superfood. It's high for hormonal.
Where would
function.
I find it? Can I find these at Publix or Whole Foods?
Probably Whole Foods and online. You might find many of these.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
Marcella,
you may want to find a lot of these. Make sure it's a good source. Make sure it's organic. Because if you're going to pay for something, you might as well pay for the best.
Right. Yeah, I do believe in buying organic food. That's for certain. Okay.
Yeah, there's,
I appreciate it.
There's a lot of work that Marcella is doing in terms of actually finding the highest quality of products. And she kind of, you know, not only for herself, but for the people that come to her and the people, you know, in the area in South Florida, she's been actually researching a lot of different organic, natural, almost homemade products from these great companies. And, you know, all over the world, she's been traveling to find, you know, in search of these great products. So you can definitely contact her at on our website.
Okay.
And, you know, she can actually give you maybe some of the websites. And she actually sells some of the products, too, which I highly recommend. They are just the best products. I feel so much better taking these products. And the maca that she has from Peru is the best I've ever had. I've tried I've tried many. Her website's lovepeaceandvegetables.com. It's all spelled out.
Okay.
Lovepeaceandvegetables.com.
Excellent.
So good for you for you know, being very proactive about this. You probably went your whole life eating meat.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
I still eat meat. I'm just trying to wean off of it. I'm eating a lot more fish now and chicken, but I'd like to get off the chicken as well and just stick with fish and, you know, other sources of proteins.
Right. Well, just notice how you feel, not only, you know, this kind of like mental game that we play with food, but notice actually how you feel after you eat it and then
right.
when you don't eat it. And it is like a drug, like we were talking about, where you may have withdrawals from the food.
Well,
yes,
I know that
in
the past I've eaten diets that had less meat, and I feel better when I do that. I just feel less, and I just have more energy, and, you know, my body just feels more efficient because it's not spending so much energy and time breaking down all this dense food all the time.
Exactly.
So I just want to...
Donald, let me throw something at you,
sure.
for your own knowledge. The best
right.
way to quit all of the animal consumption is to fast. Fast for 7 days and green juices, and you'll see, you'll feel so bad probably the first few days, and
right.
then you'll feel so good afterwards that you'll regain, because we lose the feeling of what it is really to feel healthy.
Right. I don't know if I can go 7 days without eating.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's different fasts that you can do, and juice fasting is one of the ones that we really like to do, especially, you know, there are different types of juice fasts, but...
Right. Well, that's a great suggestion. You know, not long ago, my girlfriend and I were juicing all the time. I'm
oh,
a good
great.
Juicer, and we were juicing, you know, a lot of vegetables, and... I was eating very little meat. I need to get back on that because I felt great.
Yeah, just don't put yourself down when you fall off, you know? I mean,
right.
kind of expect that it's we're not perfect and you know, we're going to fall sometimes, but we can always go back. That's the good part of it, you know, when we're down, there's always
right.
that part that we can get back up. So I hate to cut you off, but we do have to we have to close our show today.
All right, well, I appreciate the advice. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling. And,
oh, you're welcome.
And hopefully...
Please. Good care.
Yeah, hopefully...
Thank you. I'll take a look at your website.
Thank awesome. You so much. So before we close, I just want to thank Marcella for being here with me today and for sharing her knowledge and her insight and her love with me personally. And with the community, and I really want to thank her for being a part of my life and for helping me transition from a vegan diet into and sustaining a live food diet and actually feeling like a whole new person and feeling, you know, this great, amazing shift of just love, complete love, and Marcella, you can be reached lovepeaceandvegetables.com. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Yes. No, I just leave you here with all of these new paradigm in nutrition and all my love, and eat life, be alive, live your dream, be your dream, be present, love profoundly every day. And it's your right to be happy without any cost.
Thank you so much. I'm Robin Lynn Weinstein, and I will see you soon. Have a beautiful day.
The opinions expressed on the sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Men, did you know your prostate can affect your quality of life? It can affect your urine flow and stream.